Welcome on into another edition of Front Trip to Stock Car Scoop. Brian Nolan here. Big shout out to Adam Cheek, Michael Massey for all the fantastic work they did. They previewed the race and they recapped the race from Darlington. So huge thanks to both of those guys. And shout out to my co-host, absolutely killer, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. Feel better to my dude, Adam, got diagnosed with COVID. Put that on his Twitter account a couple days ago. So I'm hoping he feels better and hopefully he'll be back on the mend in the next couple days. No Michael Massey, but we do have another Michael. He's one of our social media guys. You're going to be hearing a lot of him. Our boss, Tom Bowles, says he has unlimited potential. And so I can already tell that he's going to be a good addition to the team. Michael, do you go by Michael or Mike?
Typically go by Mike, but you know, personal preference for you, Brian, is all good. But man, dude, what an introduction. I got to tell you.
As much as we get along and as much as I get to know you, we're going to do like, I'll get you to do the Pat McAfee introduction where we go like 2 minutes long of all of the stuff you love and everything, and then we'll bring you in. But Mike Bachman joins me here. Mike, we're heading to Kansas this weekend. It's been a little while since we went to a mile and a half racetrack, but just looking at the overall spectrum of the mile and a half, specifically Kansas, a few years ago, they increased it from one race to two. They built the casino right by the track. Just your overall thoughts on Kansas, and should it have two dates, or maybe should we see it go back to one in the upcoming years?
Yeah, Brian. Well, you know, I think what the testament to this season, especially with this next gen car, has been expect the unexpected, right? And I kind of feel the same way heading into this first test at Kansas Speedway. Me personally, Kansas on the schedule has always been one of my favorite mile and a half. So it's a very unique track, you know, a little bit more of a flat of a flat curvature to those corners there. And I really think this next gen car is going to give drivers a bit of a fit. We saw it a little bit in that first mile and a half race at Las Vegas. And I think they'll get a little bit of a test here at Kansas this weekend. So, you know, I think historically Kansas has put on its fair share of great races. I personally have never been to the track, but from what I gather, it's one of the premier facilities that NASCAR has on the schedule. You know, they're hitting that Midwest market, and it sounds like the facility there, like you mentioned, with the casino and some of these other amenities that they've built up at a track like that, is super impressive. So would love to try and get there one of these days, but certainly been a fan of Kansas, and I do expect to see some fireworks this weekend in Cup, if it's anything like we saw at Vegas. But, you know, I think going into it, expect the unexpected, and, you know, hopefully we'll see these guys really wheel these cars this weekend.
You hit on something, Mike, about the Midwest market, and that's why I was telling people that Dover's not going to lose a track or lose a date, their only date, because they are by the Washington, D.C. Area, the Philadelphia area. They're all by these big areas, and like you said, Kansas is the Midwest track. I mean, sure, there was Iowa for a second, but other than that, I mean, what other racetrack is in the Midwest, so to speak? So I love that analysis there. Looking at a couple other things before we give our picks, just a couple of contenders that we could be keeping our eye on. Obviously, last year, Kyle Busch won on his birthday, his 36th birthday, and then we saw Kyle Larson get the job done in the playoff race. Just your overall thoughts on who we could be seeing up at the front. Could we be seeing maybe a little bit of a little aggressive determination that he wants to prove the doubters wrong, aka William Byron from the tangle with Logano? Could we see that 24 car up front? Just who do you expect to be up in the front come Sunday?
Yeah, for sure. Well, for Logano, dude, and this whole thing with Byron, I mean, could it come full circle if Byron does decide to retaliate this weekend? Obviously, you know, years ago when the feud with Kenseth was going on and that initiated at Kansas, you know, maybe Logano's getting the chrome horn to him this weekend from Byron, which would be quite the storyline there. But nah, man, as far as like contenders, for me, number one on the board is Ross Chastain. What this team Trackhouse machine has been able to do and what Ross has been able to do behind the wheel, he's up front every single weekend. I mean, even last weekend at Darlington, without that wreck, he was going to be there contending for the win, arguably had the fastest car there. Obviously, you mentioned the Kyle and Kyle show to last year with Busch and Larson. You definitely expect those two guys to be up front as well with your typical playmakers. But, you know, we still have a long list of veterans and guys we expect to win that still haven't won this year. You look at Truex, you look at Ryan Blaney, even a guy like Kevin Harvick. And Harvick is also a top guy circled on my list this weekend. You know, he's been a little inconsistent these past couple of years, and obviously has not found victory lane in a long time. But I don't see a better opportunity than Kansas Speedway for Harvick, a guy who's got a top 10 finish in 10 of the last 12 and is riding on a streak of three straight top three finishes here at the track. So if there's anybody I'm looking at right now, Ross has got the momentum, even with that crash last weekend. And I think that this track sets up for Harvick and that four team to try and get back in victory lane and secure that playoff spot for Stewart Haas Racing.
Harvick did finish second in the spring race last year, so watch out for that four car. Also, we keep waiting, Mike, for that eight car of Tyler Reddick to potentially get that first win. We saw him potentially get it at Bristol, and then he collided with the 14. Maybe this could be the weekend that we could be seeing that number eight car in victory lane. But without further ado, let's do our race picks. We do them every single Thursday. I'm going to have you go first since you are the guest. Who do you got this weekend and why?
Absolutely. Well, Tyler Reddick is definitely a name that I've been toying with here, but I'm going to go with the veteran in Kevin Harvick. I think that Harvick continued to show flashes this year. And again, this next gen car, you just really can't pinpoint who is going to be there at the end with the amount of parity that we have seen so far. But again, I just think that this track sets up for Harvick, and his time is coming, man. I mean, it really is crazy to think that a driver of his caliber over these past couple of years has not found victory lane, you know. And I think that Harvick is on a mission. And if he plays his cards right and that four team is stout on pit road, expect to see him at the front. And I think he'll have as good of a chance as anybody. So I'm going with the veteran and Kevin Harvick to get his first win of 2022 this weekend.
I like that pick out of the box, breaking a long, long winless streak of over 60 races. Love that pick, but I'm going to go with the guy that is maybe more determined than that four car. I'm going to go with the 24. I think something struck last week, and I think whether it was he decided to grow up or show an aggressive side of him or just decided to maybe it was like in like video games when you level up, he leveled up to a side that we have never seen before. The number 24 car, William Byron. Some people could say that he is the best of the Hendricks stable this year. I mean, he's already got a couple wins this season alone. I think he's going to get another one under his belt, and he's going to prove that the fire and determination that he got last week continues on and potentially could lead him on down the road, maybe even to a championship. But that is to wait and to be seen. Mike, any final thoughts, though, on the upcoming races from Kansas this weekend?
Yeah, man, just really looking forward to seeing what these guys do. Excited to see what this next-gen car can bring. And, yeah, to your point, certainly looking at Byron, looking for a series-leading three wins and fresh off that contract extension with Hendrick. It'd be a great weekend for him to get one, especially after the events that took place last weekend. But really excited to see the first of two races from Kansas this year, and should be a good one.
For all the latest, check out frontstretch.com at Front Stretch. You can follow Mike Bachman at MV Bachman. That is BachMann. He is the social media manager for Front Stretch, digital production for the Olympics. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bachman. Yeah, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Wow,
I appreciate
Brian.
You. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, man.
I love it, brother. I love it. For Mike, Adam, Massey, and everybody associated with Front Stretch, I am Brian Owen. Enjoy the race. We'll be back Sunday night to recap Kansas.